You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. Front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Post this on X. We'll make a music video out of it. Chase Geyser is so amazing. He's like an octopus. He's doing so much work back there. And he heard me first hour just off the top of my head just say those lines. He wrote that down, fed it into AI, and said rock and roll woman's voice. And 30 minutes later, we have this. All right, that's great, but I did that off the top of my head. We need to come up with the rest of the song, like, gonna chop your son's penis off, gonna cut your daughter's breast off, gonna have Satanism at the Super Bowl, gonna give you poison shots, die, 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 the chameleon's gonna kill you, and it's gonna be fun, fun, fun. Something like that. I'll write some lines up. Man, I tell you, this is crazy. And the enemy doesn't even know how to use AI. They're like panicking. They admit, like, it's low-level people that are actually adopting it and using it. The big corporations don't know what to do. Exactly. We're going to politically wreck your world, New World Order. We're going to burn your ass down. Figure it out? We need Emperor Palpatine, actually, to sing Comma, Comma, Chameleon. Good. Good, Kamala. You have done well, Lord Kamala. Do what must be done, Lord Harris. Show no mercy. If the Jedi find out about this, there'll be endless civil war. You must keep them off balance. Go to the Jedi Temple and kill all the younglings. Only then will you be powerful enough in the dark side. All right. I also dispatched him during the break. I had another idea, so he's doing that really quickly. Then when he comes back in, we'll go to this X Spaces. He already did that in like 3 minutes? Okay, Chase, I'm impressed. I'm serious.
You have done well, Lord Vader. Rise, Lord Geyser.
All right. Let's, I mentioned the Trump clip. Now we got to get back to the serious stuff. So Trump, the day after, there's a bunch of these clips, said, looks like explosions to me. Those things just totally fell. I'm in construction. Building 7, they said they blew up. They have the CIA FBI headquarters in it. Here is Trump on 9/11. And then I'm going to play a clip of the Pentagon explosion. So play clip 14 and 13 back to back.
The World Trade Center was always known as a very, very strong building. Don't forget, that took a big bomb in the basement. Now, the basement is the most vulnerable place because that's your foundation. And it withstood that. And I got to see that area about 3 or 4 days after it took place because one of my structural engineers actually took me for a tour because he did the building. And I said, I can't believe it. The building was standing solid and half of the columns were blown out. I mean, so this was an unbelievably powerful building. If you know anything about structure, it was one of the first buildings that was built from the outside. The steel, the reason the World Trade Center had such narrow windows is that in between all the windows, you had the steel on the outside. So you had the steel on the outside of the building. That's why when I first looked, and you had big, heavy I-beams, when I first looked at it, I couldn't believe it because there was a hole in the steel. And this is steel that was, you remember the width of the windows of the World Trade Center, folks? I think, you know, if you were ever up there, they were quite narrow. And in between was this heavy steel. I said, how could a plane, even a 767 or a 747 or whatever it might have been, how could it possibly go through the steel? I happen to think that they had not only a plane, but they had bombs that exploded almost simultaneously, because I just can't imagine anything being able to go through that wall. Most buildings are built with the steel is on the inside around the elevator shaft. This one was built from the outside, which is the strongest structure you can have, and it was almost just like a can of soup.
You know, Donald, we were looking at pictures all morning long of that plane coming into building number two, and when you see that approach the far side, and then all of a sudden, within a matter of a millisecond, the explosion pops out the other side.
Right. I just think that it was a plane with more than just fuel. I think, obviously, they were very big planes. They were going very rapidly because I was also watching where the plane seemed to be not only going fast, it seemed to be coming down into the building. So it was getting the speed from going downhill, so to speak. It just seemed to me that to do that kind of destruction is even more than a big plane, because you're talking about taking out steel, the heaviest caliber steel that was used on a building. I mean, these buildings were rock solid. And, you know, it's just an amazing thing. This country is different today.
Then you got 9/11 with the missile coming in and all the witnesses saying it was a missile and shooting through all three rings of the Pentagon. And people saying there was a smell of explosives, military veterans, and no plane. But, hey, there you go, folks. You know, they had Flight 93 supposed to go into the Pentagon, but it got taken down because the Air Force refused to follow orders and shot it down. A general did. That came out. I had the folks on about it. A big deal. Yeah, where's the plane? See a plane coming in there? No, you don't. We had the CNN reporter that saw it, saw the missile fly overhead and hit. So, there you go. All right. Let's go to speakers on X on their spaces. Chase Geiser's in the control room. Chase, who should we go to first here?
Let's go to Constitutional Solutions. You've had your hand raised for some time.
Hey, guys. I thank you very, very much for holding the space. And
you may dispense with the pleasantries. We appreciate you, too, but just tell us what you think, brother.
Well, it seems like you're also breaking out and going into ensuring to go into other platforms, which now with you joining Mug Club and with you being here, it gives me not only the ability to view your content more, but now engage with it.
Yes, sir.
From there, I wanted to really thank you. I happened to hop in right when you were touching on what's happening here in Springfield, Ohio. I'm about a county over. And no matter if the cat that was on the police video was killed by a woman here in Canton, Ohio, or if the... The geese were killed by migrants at the park. But no matter if some of the topics or the ways that stories were conveyed in the moment were off, the main thing is that we now have gotten the message out there that a town of what was 38,000 or maybe 40,000 has now had an increase of 20,000 people who are going to need assistance that the local community does not have to provide. And now I'm noticing when I've dealt with my and been in charge of my grandfather's disability and food stamps for the past couple years, that this is one of the first months that he has not been, or that his payment is now 5 days late.
Yeah, I mean, it's Cloward and Piven. They know bringing in 25 million illegals in just 3.5 years is going to collapse the country. It's designed to do it. They admit that's their plan. It's the Great Reset. They want to implode things to build back on its ashes.
No, 100%. And I really do appreciate you bringing attention to this so that we can continue to talk about it, keep it alive so they don't bury it like they do everything else, and hopefully figure out a way to mitigate these situations here in our local communities. Because as of right now, it seems that there are reports of state troopers being sent to Springfield, Ohio, and the governor is sending $2.5 million worth of resources there.
But they say the state troopers and the city council are just writing people tickets and letting the Haitians go without driver's license because it's a sanctuary city. They're above the law. And that's the big thing. I was in the news. The insurance has more than doubled. Like you said, it was 30-something thousand. Now it's 56,000 with the illegals. So I kept saying it was 57,000, then 20,000 came. No, it was worse. 30-something thousand, and they added 20-plus thousand, not 15,000. And it's literal insane asylum. And then the little boy got killed on the school bus by the illegal hitting him. And the father came out and said, it's all of you that are bad, not the guy that killed my son. Don't talk about how he got killed. I wish it was a white guy killed him. Have you seen that clip?
I haven't seen that one, but I have heard about the story of the school bus that got hit.
I mean, it's crazy, though, that that's the Stockholm syndrome these people have. Well, how do people follow you on X, sir? What's your handle?
It's at const underscore solutions.
All right, brother. Thank you. We should probably play that clip again next hour and give me the story again so I get the names all right. But, I mean, you talk about Stockholm syndrome, man. And they got so pissed at, you know, J.D. Vance talking about it. And you don't say my son's name. I wish a white man killed my son. You don't talk about it. You're bad. We're allowed to have empathy and see your son killed and not want us to die. I mean, it's unbelievable. But the left is in a cult, folks. And anything bad happens to them, it's our fault. Okay, I'm going to go back to calls in a moment. Let's go to some more ex-speakers. Who's up next, Chase?
Let's go to Miss Lou. Miss Lou, go ahead and unmute yourself and say what you have to say.
Hey, Chase, Alex. Listen, Alex, I wish to God you had been on the debate prep team. I swear to God, he did not have control of the room, and he could have, with absolutely killer facts, the 325 kids, all of it. He also could have used dead airspace when David attacked him about the stolen election. He could have just stared him down. You know, I know as a former broadcast producer, Chase knows dead air time is valuable. And he could have used it to his advantage. Regardless, let me go, but there are three things. Inflation, invasion, infiltration of the CCP and the Marxists. Those are the three key categories. Inflation by energy, invasion to take down this country with crime, and infiltration of the communists. If he can just keep on those facts and show the facts, then he can do it. But I agree with you, town halls. We've got to stop this rigged debate crap. It's got to be done.
Well, Miss Lou, I totally agree with everything you're saying. And I know what Trump did. I know what his people told him. They said, it's yours to lose, sir. If you just don't get mad or she doesn't get under your skin, which she tried to do, and you're just calm and look presidential, you will be the winner. And I don't really agree with that philosophy. People want to see her destroyed like Tulsi Gabbard did. And all this talk about Tulsi prepping him to go after her for being Mrs. Police State and knowingly putting innocent people on death row, nothing, because the questions weren't there. And she ignored the questions and said whatever she wanted. Trump later did that. And again, I think he won 70-30. He won. And she did perform well because she has such low expectations. I mean, normally she didn't perform well at all. She looked like some kind of weird, you know, animatronic Dumbo. But compared to her normal performances, yeah, it was a good performance by her. Thank you so much. All right, Chase, give me another commenter.
Let's go to Carolina. Carolina, go ahead and unmute yourself and say what you have to say if you're still with us.
Yes, I'm here. I've been listening to you guys, and what I want to make sure that the American public understands, it is that we have to work together. They have a lot of individuals getting paid to create their graphics, to create their memes, to ridicule the American public while they're sitting there making false claims about Trump, in which a lot of them have been debunked. And you have this candidate flip-flopping over fracking, over the false characterization of Trump's healthcare plans, misrepresenting Trump's immigration policies and border success, and claiming to be the border czar and then denying to be the border czar. So we need to focus as the American public on what actually matters and get Trump in office, organize, strategize, coordinate, and stay very vigilant at your local levels. Thank you.
Absolutely. Excellent point. Chase, you want to make any comments?
I was focused on something else at the time, so I wasn't paying much attention. Sorry, Alex.
How dare you, while you're uploading videos to X and running in X Spaces in the control room, not be instantly ready to talk? Hey, by the way, we got Dr. Sil Emanuel in the fourth hour. Always does a great job. We've got amazing special announcements and things coming up in the next hour with special guests in the studio. I'll surprise you with that. But we'll continue to take calls and X speakers with the guest that's going to be with us. But whether it's today or tomorrow, I was driving home at midnight and listening to you guys before you went to X Spaces. And then when I got home, I brushed my teeth and stuff while listening to you and laid in bed and listened to the end of the show, which I didn't have time to do. So I got up at 5 a.m. so I got 4 hours sleep. But you guys did the best coverage of the whole day in that last hour. I listened to most of it. And so, but particularly, oh, you asked Owen about the history of InfoWars. It's not about InfoWars. It's about the microcosm of the change in the world. Looking through that lens, that was really powerful. I asked you to get it this morning for me, like a six-minute clip. I think from the time you asked him that question for like 30 minutes was gold. So we should re-upload that. I noticed, you know, they have the big six-hour debate pre-coverage during and after thing is up there, and that's got altogether 14 million plus views. We need to just cut out like an hour before the debate, an hour after, and just say, here's the Trump Harris debate. That needs to be up there, you know, as a new upload as well. I produce on air, folks. We're so busy. You see the sausage being made, you know, everything being done. It's kind of like the kitchen's out in front of you here on the show. Total transparency, just by necessity, we don't have the time. But just great job to you and the whole crew. We had some of the morning crew got here at 6 a.m. They left at 1 a.m. We were cut down almost nothing because of the attacks. That's why people's support is so critical. Now that you've had time to focus, do you have any comments about last night's debate? And we'll go back to the callers.
Yeah, well, I think Trump won, but I think what he needed to do was he needed to perform a massacre, and that didn't happen. So yeah, I was talking to my wife about this, and she's like, yeah, he won, but he needed to really, really win. So in the fact that he won by, you know, maybe 60-40, 70-30, that was kind of a loss. I hate to say that because, you know, I'm rooting for Trump and I want him to win. But I was afraid before, if you remember, before the debate, I was talking about how
that he would underestimate her. And I think you were right.
And he underestimated her. And he did the same thing in 2020 with Joe Biden during one of the debates. If he does another debate with Kamala, I don't think he'll underestimate her again. I mean, there were things, Alex, you and I are on air every single day to some extent. And obviously Harrison and Owen, we pay so close attention to all the politics and in the info war that's happening on social media, especially, that you or I or Owen or Harrison, we each could have owned her in that debate in a way that Donald Trump simply didn't. Not because he's less talented than us, but because he didn't prepare in the way that we're prepared for that kind of thing. So I'd like to see an info warrior go up and debate Kamala Harris next time Trump sees her.
Well, he's also just now, I mean, a few times I've talked to him, hey, I saw that clip, it was great, that's why I called you. Used to, 10% of his media diet was our shows,
yeah,
and you know, Steve Bannon's and everybody's. And now it's coming to 50-50. So when he's on the plane, he's watching the clips, and he's finally figuring out that corporate media is not that important, but he still spends half his time watching CNN and ABC News. So they still get him off balance because he's still in that world.
Right. Well, and there were some no-brainers where she's talking about the importance of national sovereignty and protecting the border in Ukraine. That was a pounce moment where we could have talked about the 325,000 missing kids. Why do you want to protect Ukraine's border and not our own border? I mean, easy stuff, like low-hanging fruit stuff that would have murdered her in the debate that he just simply didn't do.
Yeah, it was very frustrating. I'm not going to get up here in a lot of people. I'm not just a mindless cheerleader. Man, having victory in your hand over and over again and not seeing it executed is just torture. It's torture.
Yeah.
And they're going to try to kill this guy. I love him. He's amazing. But he's 78, folks. And I'm not putting old people down. When I'm 78, I probably won't even know how to talk. I'll be probably in a wheelchair. Hopefully I'm not. But, I mean, he's amazing. I'm just like, ah! You got to fight with the tools God gave you, though, folks. And it's easy when we're talk show hosts, and I've been doing this 30 years, and our crew's all immersed in it, and the audience is obviously immersed and smarter than we are in many ways, to sit there Monday morning quarterback it. I'm going to stop talking about it. Inspector in Canada, thanks for calling. Your take on 9/11. Go ahead.
Yeah, good afternoon, Alex. Love your show from Toronto, Canada. I'm associates with Chris Sky, so remember Chris?
Well, of course I remember Chris. We love him.
Yeah, man. So I actually have, I do a podcast also with Real Deal Media, so I'm their Canadian correspondent. I wanted to talk about I remember 9/11, a good friend of mine, Mike from Florida, it's his birthday today. And the reason I know, obviously, with the Trade Center and everything, I always remember. I remember where I was, a couple things I want to talk about. And I remember saying probably one of the worst birthday greetings you could ever give to somebody is saying, happy birthday, But I just want to tell you, two planes flew into the World Trade Center. I'm still sorry to tell you that, just because you have to like inform people. And it's just a terrible birthday greeting that I probably ever did. But it is realistic, so that's the first thing. I've been in finance sales for over 23 years, so numbers and patterns and stuff like that is very big to me. And when I talk on my show, I always talk about numbers, and I'm a numbers guy kind of a thing. So when I look at 9/11, I remember Donald Rumsfeld, the Secretary of Defense, the day before, he had mentioned that $2.3 trillion just happened to mysteriously disappear, then boom, false flag the next day.
That's for people that don't believe that, you can click on web or images on Google. Still fine. They haven't hidden it yet, like I checked last week. If you type in Donald Rumsfeld, $2.2 trillion missing Pentagon, you'll get the screenshots of the original news articles. It's so old, web may not find it. But type in Donald Rumsfeld, $2.2 trillion missing Pentagon. Click images, you'll see it. Go ahead.
Okay, awesome. So then I wanted to say that, okay, so that's one thing. Conspiracy or not, that was said. So the next thing that we find out is that there was an insurance policy placed on the buildings for about $15 billion, I believe, a month before. That if any,
he already had one policy, and a month before he doubled it.
Right, something along those lines. So I think a $15 billion policy. So that's also sort of like a question mark. And then the third thing that I don't know if people are aware of, while the plane supposedly hit the building, was there a gold heist on the second floor or in the buildings for $500?
Yeah, there was a bunch of gold. Look, the biggest thing is the Pentagon canceled a year-long planned summit a week before in New York. Warren Buffett got 300 top CEOs together secretly at the SAC base in Iowa, at the main SAC base, and that was all secretive. You had two of the passports found in the rubble that the day after, totally made up. You have the CIA, Mossad following the hijackers around. You have the CIA wargaming, flying planes into the buildings. I mean, it just gets ridiculous. You got a missile hitting the Pentagon. You got the police saying, get back. They're going to blow up the buildings, not just Tower 7. And we have it all on video. In fact, I hate to even cover it because it's just, I could play clips of all this. I mean, you know, BBC and CNN, Building 7 just fell, and they go, well, we're going to cut away. It's still there. Well, it's going to fall in a minute, and it blows up 25 minutes later. It goes with blast points. You even hear, I mean, it's just like, anybody's a new viewer, you can just search this stuff. It's going to come up. I mean, it'll blow your mind. But imagine being on the air that day and hearing on the radio and TV, and then later they deny they said it. And you're like, well, why don't you have a tape? We didn't tape everything back then. There weren't video clips online then. Incredible, sir. Anything else?
Yeah, last thing I was going to say, I'm just trying to simplify it for all the viewers out there. You ever see like a bird go into like a plane? Like, you know, they made up the one that went into the New York River. A bird hit a plane. It went to the New York River. So birds can hit a plane because the, indent it and do damage. And because the plane is made out of like very light metal material.
Aluminum.
So I'm just trying to say, you heard what Trump had to say, that the structure was had all this steel and so forth. How can a bird damage it, but like a plane like that can just go through a steel structure like that? Doesn't the methane mapping?
No, absolutely. I appreciate your call. I appreciate your call. Great points. All right. We're going to continue with your calls. Next, I'm going to go back to spaces, folks. We have a great guest in studio announcing some really cool stuff. You'll want to stay with us for that, but I just want to go back before we end the segment and commend viewers, because I asked you for days to promote the links, which is a great exercise for the regular show, the InfoWar, and then I wanted to get, I think I said I want to get 15 million viewers. I think I remember I said that. I said, I think we can get 15 million viewers, because we got that for the Elon Musk Trump interview. He got a billion, but just our stuff on top of it. But there, a bunch of other people did it too, and some did better. Great for them. I mean, I want to see these other great shows with 100 million views, 200 million views, a billion views. I mean, I love it. We're not in competition with each other. We're fighting the globalist. But you got excited. You took action. They just corrected me when I was getting some water earlier. It's over 15 million views when they counted up all the streams. One of them over 10 million. And the others add up to over 15 million views last night. Hundreds of radio stations. Millions on InfoWars. Not even counting that. Badass. Woo! Now all I need is for you to pray for the broadcast and get some great products to give us the funding. We deserve it. I think we're delivering. I need your help, plus the great products. Please support us. Back us. Only you can do it. InfoWarsStore.com or DrJonesNackles.com. Amazing products at DrJonesNackles.com and InfoWarsStore.com. Hour number three, straight ahead.
Nitric Boost. Turmeric 95.
high quality CBD gummies. It's all available at InfoWarsStore.com via the InfoWars MD line. Now, this is a private label of one of the top supplement makers in the country of high-end quality at reasonable prices. They let us private label their products. That's why you've already heard of Body's Ultimate Formula. Well, we got the 95% curcuminoid from them. This is just their brand of that. And so it is available under Turmeric 95. That's the name. So we're sold out of Body's, but we have Turmeric 95 that is, again, the same concentrated turmeric. Same thing with Nitric Boost. Nitric Boost came from this company. They even let us use their name. It's now our best seller. We sold out of our version. Their version has a white bottle. It's the exact same thing. You get it at InfoWarsStore.com. So check out InfoWars MD at InfoWarsStore.com.